This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkotra with the news. The headlines first. Writ filed in Supreme Court against House of Representatives dissolution and interim government formation. Alternative route of Mechi Highway yet to open as landslides block Rajdwali section for 10 days. Nepal near T20 World Cup qualification after 5-run victory over Qatar, and US President Trump and regional leaders signed Gaza peace declaration in Egypt. Now the news in detail. A writ petition has been filed in the Supreme Court challenging the dissolution of the House of Representatives and the formation of the interim government. Supreme Court spokesperson Arjun Prasad Koirala informed that the writ related to both the dissolution of the House of Representatives and the formation of the interim government were registered at the Supreme Court today. He added that additional petitions on the same issue are in the process of being filed. According to Koirala, the petitions are currently under study and further processes will move forward after the review. The registration of new cases resumed today after the Supreme Court reopened weeks after it was completely damaged by fire during the Gandhi protests. The Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers has warned that anyone found collecting or encouraging the collection of donations using the name of Prime Minister Susila Kharki will face legal action. The office stated that its attention has been drawn to reports of individuals and groups seeking donations for various projects or social works by misusing the name of the Prime Minister or the Prime Minister's office. According to Joint Secretary and Spokesperson Ravi Lal Sharma, no one has been authorized to collect donations or financial assistance on behalf of the Prime Minister or her office. In a statement, Sharma urged the public not to believe such misleading activities and to reject any request made in this manner. The public has also been asked to report such incidents to the nearest police office to bring the perpetrators under legal scrutiny. The Tilkini-Simalgulai road proposed as an alternative route after the Ilam-Rajdwali section of the Mechi Highway was blocked has yet to come into operation. The disruption has caused continued hardship to passengers and transport operators for the past 10 days. Pawan Bhattarai, chief of the Ilam Road Division, said efforts are underway to open the road by constructing a temporary diversion over the Jogmai River. However, high water levels and a shortage of home fires have delayed the work. The District Administration Office Ilam, after an on-site inspection, decided to open the Tilkini-Simalgulai route as an alternative to the Mechi Highway. Small vehicles are currently using the Tilkini-Vajradevi-Namsa-Ling-Nayabazar-Fikal route, but large and cargo vehicles remain stranded due to narrow and steep sections. Finance Minister Rameswar Prasad Khanal, who is in the United States to attend the annual meetings of the World Bank Group and the International Monetary Fund, IMF, addressed the business dialogue organized by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce on Monday. The event, titled From the Himalayas to the Heartland, Strengthening U.S.-Nepal Partnership, was also attended by Nepal's ambassador to the U.S., Luk Darsan Regmi, officials from the Embassy of Nepal, and members of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. On the sidelines, Finance Minister Khanal met IMF Deputy Managing Director Bo Lee to discuss economic cooperation. Nepal Rashtra Bank Governor Dr. Biswanath Podel and senior officials from both sides were present at the meeting. According to the Embassy of Nepal in Washington, D.C., Finance Minister Khanal also met World Bank Regional Vice President John S. Jart, where they reviewed ongoing World Bank-supported projects in Nepal and discussed future cooperation. The body of Bipin Joshi, a Nepali student abducted by Hamas more than 2 years ago, has been returned to Israel. According to the Nepali embassy in Tel Aviv, Joshi's remains were handed over to Israel authorities and were transported to Tel Aviv late night yesterday. The embassy added that DNA verification will be conducted before repatriating the remains to Nepal. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump and the leaders of Egypt, Qatar and Turkey signed a joint declaration in the Egyptian resort city of Sharm el-Sheikh aimed at bringing lasting peace to Gaza. According to the BBC, speaking at the summit, Trump said the agreement marked the beginning of a new chapter for the region and praised regional leaders for helping secure the truce between Israel and Hamas. Earlier addressing the Israeli parliament, Trump said the conflict had finally come to an end. At the ceremony, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi described the day as a historic milestone and presented Trump with Egypt's highest honor, the Order of the Nile. Palestinian Authority President Mohammed Abbas also attended summit amid questions over the authority's future role in Gaza. Trump said that negotiations for the second phase of the peace plan were already underway. Madagascar's embattled president, Andry Rajoelina, had said he is in a safe place following an attempt on his life after weeks of protests demanding his resignation. According to the BBC, in a live address on Facebook, Rajoelina claimed that a group of military personnel and politicians planned to assassinate him. He did not disclose his location, though unconfirmed reports earlier suggested he had fled the country aboard a French military aircraft. The address came amid 2 weeks of nationwide demonstration led by young protesters known as Gen Z Mara, calling for his ouster. Rajoelina had earlier dissolved his cabinet and made several concessions, but the protests continued. He had not appeared in public since Wednesday, and over the weekend his office confirmed an attempt to remove him from power. Now a sports update. Nepal have moved closer to qualifying for the ISIS Men's T20 World Cup after defeating Qatar by 5 runs in their second Super 6 match of the ASEAN East Asia Pacific qualifier in Oman. The match played last night at the Oman Cricket Academy Turf 1 in Al Amarat. So Nepal defend a total of 147 runs, restricting Qatar to 142 in 19.5 overs. All-round performances contributed to Nepal's win, with Sandeep Lamisani taking 5 wickets, Nandan Yadav claiming 2, and Deepinder Singh Airy taking 1. This victory marked Nepal's second consecutive win in the Super 6 stage, following a narrow 1-run triumph over the United Arab Emirates on Sunday. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Koshi, Gundaki and Sudarpasim provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly region of Koshi province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Writ filed in Supreme Court against House of Representatives dissolution and interim government formation. Alternative route of Mechi Highway yet to open as landslides block Rajdhani section for 10 days. Nepal near T20 World Cup qualification after 5-run victory over Qatar. And US President Trump and regional leaders signed Gaza peace declaration in Egypt. That's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.